This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Bigger Picture with Sharmila Ganesan, Julia Jacobs and Lim Soo. And in a day of news updates coming fast and quick.
Furiously, yes.
Julia Jacobs, what do you have for us?
Yes, so of course the biggest news is that the Prime Minister's office has confirmed that Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has resigned as Prime Minister today. We've also heard news that Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia's Leadership Council has decided to leave the Pakatan Harapan Coalition, and this follows all Bersatu MPs signing a statutory declaration to support Tun Dr. Mahathir as Prime Minister. So we're seeing a lot of people leaving the Pakatan Harapan government. And we do know that DPM Wan Aziza and also Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim are meeting with the Agong in the palace right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so right now, you know, we're moving on to looking at some of the impact that this could have, you know, how all these political changes, the instability that comes with this, what impact this would have on civil society organizations. And, you know, because this, if we look at civil society, the work is something that it doesn't just happen overnight. No, it takes months, years for all these changes to happen. So earlier today, I wanted to get, I got in touch with Dato Dr. Hartini Zainuddin from Yayasan Chowkit and Voice of the Children. And I wanted to get her thoughts on, you know, what sort of impact she could foresee on the work that they do as NGOs. And so I started off by asking her what her reaction was when, you know, she was reading the news of all these possible changes that are happening.
I was actually in back-to-back meetings to look at different ways in which we could push the issue on child rights. Mm-hmm. And we were actually partnering with the Ministry of Women. So that's what Shubana Diza and YB Hanayo are both our champions in the ministry, looking at these issues. So for me, and I think my colleagues, it was just absolutely devastating to hear the news that they might not be there in a short time, or that anyone can be replaced or moved. Because this work that we do is just so difficult and so hard. And the whole process that goes into it, it's tedious. We have to educate and engage and persuade whoever is in policy making roles to first listen to us, that we have something credible to say, and then get them to agree to work with us. Yeah, so it's a long process, but you know, with Datuk Sri Wan Aziza and YB Hanayo, especially in the Ministry of Women, it was easy because they knew us, they had engaged with us, they were genuinely interested in the issues that we were working on, and it was just easy to have them as allies in order to sort of progress or push and lobby that, you know, the rights of marginalized children in particular be acknowledged, and that something is done to protect them and to uphold their rights. Mm-hmm. And I just feel personally betrayed, a little depressed, a little teary, because I don't know what's going to happen. And just the thought of having to start again, lobby again, get someone interested again in issues that affect marginalized children is just so disheartening. But we don't have a choice, right? We need to continue. But it's just devastating. Mm-hmm. If this happens and if this is true, devastating.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been, you've been sort of tweeting a lot, writing a lot about, you know, this, reacting to this news. You know, if this happens, what impact will this have on the work that's happening now and future work that it's planned?
We start from zero with policymakers, unless, of course, they're willing to listen to us. But it feels like, again, children are not a priority, which is not the case with Datuk Sri Wan Aziza and YB Hanayo. We start from zero. This is years of work, yeah? And again, you know, for me, it's sort of an emergency and alarming because, you know, if you look at, you know, the issue on alternative to detention, we had 2,000 children go through the system last year. We're asking for 5. We've been working on this issue for 7 years. We were so close. I'm just hoping whoever is there is willing to listen to us and help us do what these two policymakers were willing to do and wanted to do and were passionate about doing and were really interested in the issue. 2,000 children were in detention last year. We've been working on this for 7 years, asking for 5 kids in a pilot project. You know, you look at the issue on statelessness, you know, YB Kyo, YB Hannah, you know, they were all working on the issue. I mean, we got as far as being able to present in Parliament. Where are we going to be now? You know, KDN is a really tough ministry to sort of get their attention and just to work on these issues. What about the issue on trafficking? What about, you know, the issue on the need for to adopt the adoption review that, you know, our adoption laws are from 1954. We're not even standardized. I think I have a certain amount of panic in my voice because I don't know what we're going to do because no one else seems to be interested. So, you know, I'm going to be try to be pragmatic and graceful about this and say, okay, well, you know, whoever's next, we're going to have to work with you. We start again. But there's a certain amount of despair that I need to get over personally, and I need to get over the drama of what's happening because we still don't know what's happening. And in the meantime, all these children that we're talking about, whether it's juvenile justice or children in detention, I mean, they just have to wait again, right? We all have to wait.
Mm-hmm. And if we look back to the change in government that happened and back then, GE14, a couple of years ago, what impact, you know, did that have a lot of change in how the NGO community was working and the work that you were doing?
Yes, because prior to what happened in 2018, I had been banned from the ministry, sort of blacklisted for the last 4 years, but nobody wanted to talk to me because I was talking about sensitive issues. And so I was really so excited when the new policymakers came into place, and you know, and I knew Wabi Hannah was going to be there, and I thought, okay, Dr. Wan Aziza is there, you know, I know what's going to happen. We can look forward to doing something. Wabi Teo was there in education. I thought, okay, they know the issues, they know what's going on. It's not going to be so hard. We're going to be able to push and push and push and push, and we did. Yeah, we've been pushing, and now we're just going to take 10 steps back.
And I can imagine the toll that this will take on, you know, people working in the civil society.
I have been working night and day for weeks. For months, for years. I am devastated. But again, you know, some will say, well, Penny, you know, it's, you don't know the politician, you know, don't care about politics. And I'm like, you know what? Yes, I'm not a politician, but this politics and the impact has affected the work that we're doing on the ground. And it's scary personal because I know it's so hard. Mm-hmm. It's really, really tough.
Yeah, and you know, impacting your work means impacting the people that you're doing
their
all
children.
This for. Yeah.
The children. I've got kids waiting for deportation, yeah? I don't know. I'm not the only one working in this field, but it feels like I'm the oldest, and it feels wrong. And maybe, you know, the rest will be more polite and say, wait and see what happens, and, you know, we still need to do the work, which is true. We still need to do the work. We still push. We pick ourselves up tomorrow, dust off, and we start again. But, you know, I'm hoping that the changes that happens aren't so drastic, and the people who work on these issues will still want to work on these issues. And if they don't, they will. But it's just going to take more time. You know, when all this happened, I was actually working with some of my other friends from Voice of the Children and stuff, and looking at the review for adoption law. Yeah, this is 8 o'clock at night, right? When we thought this whole thing was going to get announced, and we actually stopped and looked at each other, like, what are we doing? Should we continue? Because who's going to push this issue? And then we thought, you know what, just finish it. Just finish it and then just present our recommendations and stuff. So I think if you ask me in a week, I'll be a lot calmer. Right now, I'm more upset. but let's see.
So currently everything, is it just on hold temporarily?
Well, I think maybe policy-wise it's on hold. I think for us people on the ground, we still need to work. We still have cases. We still have to go do what we need to do. We still have to go through whatever process is there. Whether the child protection system is broken or not, we still have to work with what we have, and we can still, I guess, remain hopeful and try to see how we can lobby with whoever comes into play. But, you know, anybody who thinks it's none of your business, it's just politics, these are politicians, it's not true. It affects us, yeah. It affects us deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it changes so many things of what we're doing and how we approach this.
Yeah.
Dust off, pick up, and set up, and you've got to push again.
So you just heard from Dr. Hartini Zainuddin on how having a new ruling government could have significant impact on the work of civil society organizations.
Mm, and that is, of course, in response to all the, political roiling that we've had since, I suppose, last night. We've just heard that Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has resigned.
Has resigned, yes.
Yeah. We will be updating you on the situation as the day goes by, as news develops. So stay tuned to us at BFM 89.9. This is The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.